Good morning. So my name is Jelmer van Nooy. I work on Debian, among other things. And today I'm going to talk about some things I've been working on to automate changes to Debian packaging. The talk is specifically about Debian, but hopefully some of the lessons are applicable to other distributions as well. So let me very quickly just, I guess, Debian hopefully doesn't need a lot of introduction, but set the scene a little bit. So hopefully you're all familiar with Debian distributions. Debian distributions are system integrators, and they're sort of a spectrum in terms of how much work various distributions do to integrate. And Debian definitely falls on sort of the far side of the spectrum there. So there's quite a lot of work that happens in order to turn an upstream package into a Debian package. There's work going on to have the various packages work together very well, a lot of extra metadata, as opposed to some other distributions, like, for example, Nix, that are just a very, very thin wrapper around an upstream project. That does mean that there's more work involved in the Debian package, and it's also more likely to require more work when, for example, a new upstream release comes out. But a lot of the work that is involved here relates to that. So Debian is... I can't actually read the letters on the slide here. Debian has about 1,000 developers, about 30,000 source packages overall. And the way that Debian has traditionally worked is each package has a single person associated with it. Over time, we've sort of moved to a model in which there's teams that maintain large sets of packages. But there is still a very clear owner for each of the packages, which means that depending on the package, there are different guidelines and different policies that you have to take into account. You can't just like modify whatever package you want. There's the Debian policy, which mandates some things around packages. But if you want to touch, say, like a random Haskell package, there's a Haskell package policy, and there's a particular group of people who maintain the various Haskell packages. So if you're not a part of that group, you need to get one of them to review your changes. Traditionally, Debian packages have all been just tarballs. The source packages have just been tarballs with a Debian directory and a couple of Debian-specific files in those. And those tarballs get shipped around. An archive is made up out of a bunch of those tarballs and potentially of like the binary packages that get built from those tarballs. And those tarballs are generally GPT signed. So that's sort of how Debian has traditionally worked over the last, I guess, 15 years. The ecosystem has evolved. Fortunately, we're now using Git for a lot of the packages, not for all of them. So there's no mandate whatsoever within Debian that packages have to be in Git. Upstream packages or upstreams have also moved to Git, which is great. I've worked on version control systems before, and as a version control geek, I'm a little bit sad that like we have a monoculture now. But it's really nice that like there's a single version control system that you have to deal with, rather than sort of like a plethora, which makes it really hard if you're packaging to interact with all of the different systems. There is in Debian no formal requirement that you have to maintain your packages on